This is Bro Radio.
It's 7. Donald Trump's threatened additional tariffs against China, raising fresh concerns of a trade war. The US leader says Beijing could face a further 50% levy if it doesn't withdraw its 34% retaliatory measure. Stock markets were down across the world today. The UK's FTSE 100 lost more than 4%, while US markets slumped on opening before rallying for a time. Louise Hallam is from the Confederation of British Industry.
We expect that this will have a negative impact on growth for the UK. I do hope that there is the possibility of that negotiation with the US, but we also need to think about where we could expand relationships with other nations.
Here, the Prime Minister has visited Jaguar Land Rover and told car workers he will back them to the hilt. The company is pausing its exports to the US over Mr. Trump's tariffs. He's said the UK must rise together in a new era of global instability, a sentiment echoed by his Chancellor.
The approach that we are taking is cool-headed, it is pragmatic, and it is guided by the national interest.
A plastic surgeon who stabbed his former boss has been found guilty of attempted murder. Peter Brooks cycled to the home of Graham Parks in Nottinghamshire in 2021, armed with a crowbar, petrol, matches and a knife. The King and Queen have arrived in Italy for a four-day state visit. Their meeting with the Pope has been cancelled as he recovers from pneumonia. Firefighters in Northern Ireland are braced for more wildfires after dealing with almost 150 blazes in the past 3 days. Fire chiefs say the majority of the gorse fires on mountainsides over the weekend were started deliberately. And Clem Burke, the drummer with American rock band Blondie, has died at the age of 70 after suffering from cancer. He also played with the Ramones, Bob Dylan, the Eurythmics and Iggy Pop. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
From the Borough Radio newsroom, no criminal charges will be brought against a South Wales police officer who followed two teenagers in a van before they were killed, Chris Milligan reports.
Clarice Sullivan, who was 16, and 15-year-old Harvey Evans died in May 2023 after being tailed by a police van in the Ely area of Cardiff. Their deaths sparked rioting, leading to dozens of officers being injured, property being damaged and cars set alight. The officer behind the wheel had been facing an allegation of dangerous driving. But now the Crown Prosecution Service says there isn't enough evidence to take the case forward. The CPS says it's willing to meet the families to explain its decision.
Elsewhere, a serial rapist from Barry has been jailed for 24 years. Mark Jones sexually abused four young girls, one of whom alerted police when she grew up. Cardiff Crown Court heard Jones had told one of his victims that it was a way of life. He was found guilty on a total of 29 charges. A new recycling system for soft plastics will be tested in the Eastern Vale. A trial gets underway after Easter in Penarth, Dinas Powys and Sully. Vale of Glamorgan Council says the scheme could be extended to other areas if it proves to be a success. You can find out more on our news pages at broradio.fm. In sport, Jess Fishlock will miss Wales's clash with Sweden in the Women's Nations League tomorrow. The all-time top scorer has not travelled with the squad to Gothenburg due to injury. Kerry Holland will also be absent after she was stretchered off in their defeat to Denmark. And Dan Biggar says he's grateful for the chance to live out his childhood dreams. The former Wales and Lions fly half will retire from rugby at the end of the season. Biggar revealed the highlights of his career to Sky Sports News.
Becoming a Test Centurion was really special. Not many people are in that club, so I think to do that was incredibly special. And then becoming a Test Lion, those were, I suppose, in the big goal-setting scenarios, those were the two big ones, and I was able to do those.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
This thing called love. and get on my tracks to the back seat. Take a long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready.
Ready,
raise a little thing all the way.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro with me, Mike Fowler. And we're now in April. I can't believe we're in April. In one way, the year's going really quite quickly. But you'd think with the weather outside that we've been having, it's more like June or July. It's always great, and I know we don't really talk much about weather here on the sports show, but I just think when the sun's out, it just makes everyone feel much better. You can get your shorts on, get my legs out, and hopefully get a bit of a tan on them. But anyone who really knows me knows that they don't really tan, they just stay white. They might go red and then go white again. But I just think everybody just feels so much better, so much more positivity. We've got the nights are drawing out, so we've got more time after work to do things outside, and I always say less use the weather while we've got it, because we never know how long we're going to have it for. But it's just so nice to have this much sun going around, and if you like staying warm, then this is the perfect time of year really for you at the moment. It's just hope that this continues now for all of us, sort of through into May, June, July, and so on. That we don't have this summer now and then later in the year when we're expecting summer, it doesn't go cold and wet, because that's not what none of us want really. But back to sport. It's been a really busy sort of last week here with sport around the Vale. So we're going to be bringing you the football action from your local teams around the Vale. We're also going to be having a little look back about Wales's Nations League match that took place on Friday. We're going to have a check-in at how your Vale teams have been doing in the rugby, and we're going to remind you about the Women's Six Nations match that's taking place on the weekend. We're also going to dip into ice hockey to see how the Cardiff Devils challenge towards the top of the Elite Hockey League is going. And we're going to be bringing you some information from Barry Amateur Swimming Club. All that and more here to come at Bro.
All of the stars.
This is your Monday night sports show here at Pro Radio with myself, Mike Fowler. And Barry Town United lost 2-0 to relegated Cardiff Met in their last home game of the Adram Premier League. It was an emotional afternoon at the Jenner Park Club, who will finish sixth in the table, as Lauren Harris was given both a guard of honour and a standing ovation after announcing her departure from the club. The Barry captain said on social media that she has always vowed never to leave the club until it was in a better place and showing some success, but felt now was the time to let the youngsters continue to come through. But the match itself would prove to be a much needed lift for their opponents, whose first win of the season came at the 19th attempt and at the tail end of the season. Archer's Director of Football, Dr. Chris Baker, had accepted personal responsibility for the Met relegation. It's a far cry from the days when the club was helping to nurture the likes of former Wales skipper Sophie Ingle with six league titles to their name. Both goals came in the first half, Ruby Collington beating keeper Molly Arnson to take the lead for the visitors on 15 minutes. Barry nearly found an equaliser soon after when Aaron Murray was denied a superb save from Met's Charlotte Smith. Molly Chapman doubled the visitors' lead with a fine solo effort on 39 minutes, preceding what would be a frustrating second half of few chances for Barry. With Murray's set piece going over in stoppage time, a disappointing end to the ladies' home campaign as the Met belatedly clinched their elusive first win, with both sides meeting again at Kincoyd for their final game next Sunday at 5 p.m. And in the Cymru Premier, Barrytown United didn't have a match, but they do have a match on Sunday, and that's away to Coniskey. And that's a Coniskey team that sit 5 points below Barry in the league. So it's an important game, that one. So up next on Vaux, we're going to bring you the results from the Cymru South and the selected matches from around the Vale.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Sullivan's Greengrocer has been providing local people with their five a day for over 50 years. And we now offer next day delivery when you shop online. We've fruit and veg boxes bursting with in-season produce. You can also build your own box. Barry, Penarth, Llantwith Major, Dinas Powys, Sully, Roofs. Wherever you are across the Vale of Glamorgan, Sullivan's Greengrocer deliver direct to your door between 6 and 10am Monday through Saturday. Message us on Facebook or Instagram for 15% off your first box. Place your order today. Just search Sullivan's Greengrocer online.
Everyone is welcome at the Llantwith Major More Than Food Hub, and we'd love you to join us on the third Thursday of every month. You'll get to meet community groups and local organisations as they all gather at the CF61 Centre. There's free advice and support. You can meet other residents over a nice cup of tea. And there's the chance to take in some fresh air in the lovely CF61 Gardens. Visit Llantwith Major's More Than Food Hub between 12:30 and 2:30 on the third Thursday each month at the CF61 Centre on Station Road.
Life never stands still, but memories can. At Shutter Hire in Dinas Powys, we're here to freeze life's precious moments. From pregnancy and newborn sessions to unique family portraits documenting your little ones as they change and grow. Shutter Hire is here to capture those special moments so you can cherish them forever. Shutter Hire, your local photography studio in Dinas Powys. Find us on Facebook, Instagram or at shutterhire.co.uk.
From Sully to St Athan,
the Vale's local radio station.
Stilettos in the snow. Do you remember? You never understood. I had to.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And in the Cymru South, Llantwit Major got back to winning ways in their final home game of the campaign, beating Caerphilly 1-0. Major's first win in five games marked the end of an era as Jack Lansdowne bid farewell to the Windmill Lane. The veteran goalkeeper retire from football next weekend after making over 425 appearances for the club. Fittingly, Lansdowne was given the captain's armband and retained a clean sheet against Caerphilly, who secured their second tier status for next season thanks to results elsewhere. Johan Emmanuel broke the deadlock on 42 minutes with his seventh league goal of the season, which proved to be the winner on what proved to be an emotional day for man of the match Lansdowne. Llantwit remain eighth in the table, but they can still make the top six finish at best following their final game at Cumbrian Celtic next Saturday. And in the Cymru South, Llanelli Town were crowned champions on Friday after a 1-1 draw against Cambrian United. The Stebbinheath Park club will return to the Cymru Premier for the first time in 12 years if they secure a Tier 1 licence from the FAW. And elsewhere around the Vale, Ely Rangers were in action on Saturday and they lost 3-1 away to Tonnerevel. Corey Griffiths put the hosts 1 up and they held the advantage into the second half. Sam Freebury came off the bench and made an immediate impact by levelling the game. Rory Holiness restored the home side's lead and Morgan Davis made the game safe. And Ely Rangers currently sit seventh in their league. And Dinas Powys were also in action away to Llanrumney, drawing that match 3-3. James Marr put the away side 1 up, but a Daniel Raymond penalty tied the game. Flavio Pinto made it 2-1 to the home side before Taylor made it 3-1. Isaac Follin grabbed two quick goals to level the match. Dinas Powys currently sit seventh in their league and they are away to Aberdare next Saturday. And also football in football action, Wales Women's Nations League match took place on Friday with Wales playing host to Denmark at the Cardiff City Stadium. And Wales unfortunately lost that game 2-1, but Denmark are ranked a lot higher than Wales in the world rankings. And it was really quite a good game. I know they fell behind quite early on. But they produced they fought back and they did produce a really good finish. To draw the match, and that was Kerry Holland. And then in the second half, Wales did have a chance to go 2-1 up, but it was almost straight away. Denmark went down the other end and made it 2-1, and that's kind of where the game ended. But there was lots of positives from the Welsh performance there, but unfortunately, one negative was Holland having to be stretchered off. When you're watching it on the TV, you always know it's a serious incident because they don't show any more replays of it, and they and the camera pans away, so you could tell it was something serious. And with the Euros coming up in a few months' time, you're just hoping for Holland that it's not too serious and she can recover from that. And I know that they. Again, Wales did lose that game and they're currently sitting fourth in their Nations League table, and that's behind Sweden, Denmark and Italy. But what we've got to remember is all these other teams are ranked a lot higher than the Wales, and it's all good experience for what's going to come towards the Euro 2025. It is just a shame that it looked quite a serious injury. So all our thoughts are with Kerry Holland there, hoping that she sort of makes a speedy recovery there, because she was having a really good game for Wales, and I've watched a few times when she's played, and she always gives everything on the pitch there, and it's never nice to see a player injured, and it's even worse when you see a player being stretched off. So sending all our best there. Up next on Bro, we're going to dip into the Elite Hockey League and see how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on.
Day is dawning on a Texas Sunday morning. How I long to be there with Marie, who's waiting for me there. Every lonely city where I hang my hat ain't as half as pretty as where my baby's at. Is this the way? The church bell ringing, hear the song of joy that it's singing for the sweet Maria and the guy who's coming to see her. Just beyond the highway there's an open plain, and it keeps me going through the wind and rain. Is this the way?
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to mix up the sport a little bit now, and we're going to dip into the Elite Hockey League to see how the Cardiff Devils have been getting on. And, you know, they play lots of games in the week, but there's only two to bring you from last week. And the first of that was on Friday when they took on the Coventry Blaze. So the Coventry Blaze scored with just 2 seconds of overtime remaining to secure an Elite League win away to the Cardiff Devils. Josh McDonald put the Devils ahead in the second period, but Jackson Creasy levelled for the Blaze in the third period. And with the scores level in overtime and the game heading into a shootout, Nick Seltz struck to seal a dramatic win for the Blaze. And then on Saturday, Cardiff were taking on the Sheffield Steelers, and the Sheffield Steelers came from behind to beat the Cardiff Devils in a shootout, and that stretches the Steelers' winning run to 8 games, and it keeps the pressure on the leaders of the Elite League, Belfast Giants. But Cohen Olszewski's goal, set up by Tyler Bush, gave Devils a slender lead after the first period in their final regular season game. Brett Pelini doubled the advantage, but Steelers hit back through Patrick Waldlin after good work from Colton Saucerman and Robert Dowd. Mitchell Balmers had Steelers level early in the third, a goal that led to overtime and a come-from-behind win for the hosts, courtesy of Mitchell Baum's shootout goal. Sheffield go to Coventry Blaze on Sunday, needing to better Belfast's results at Nottingham Panthers to deny the Giants the title. And Cardiff finished the season in fourth and now prepare for the playoffs. And now we're going to bring you the rugby that's been going on in the Vale. And a second half fight back saw Barry clinch a 38-25 win over Lanishan in their penultimate Abu League game of the season. This really was a game of two halves. The Bombers shrugged off a first half poor display with their more determined approach after the interval, turning the game round and leaving Lanishan well beaten. Barry failed to take advantage of the strong wind in the first half and conceded four tries, largely due to some poor tackling, with only a desperately needed try late in the half keeping them in within touching distance. Lanishan secured a try bonus point in the first half, and with the wind at their backs, they probably expected to build on that after the interval. But instead, Barry came out positively, dominating possession, territory, while restricting the visitors to a single penalty. Jack Davis landed three penalties for Barry in the first half, but Lanishan replied with their four tries before Will Humphreys rounded off a good passing move in the 36th minute to keep Barry in the game, which had appeared to be running away from them. But after the interval, Barry took control, defending strongly. They had to and rarely allowing Lanishan to threaten. With Tyler O'Connor's 43rd minute try after a spell of pressure, starting with a powerful fight back. More pressure in the 58th minute saw Josh Edwards make a break before sending Alad Rees over and Jack Davis adding the conversion to put Barry ahead. Lanishan's solitary penalty reply was swiftly followed by a 65th minute try by Alan Evans, so drove over for the bonus point. Another lengthy spell in the visitors' red zone paid off in the 72nd minute. Dan Davis snaffled Barry's fifth try with Jack Davis converting. Barry ended their Division 1 East Central season on Saturday when Leeds of St. Joseph's are visitors to the Reservoir Field. Elsewhere in the Vale, Lanthwaite Major were beaten 50-29 at Canton in their last away game in Division 3. Major dropped to fifth in the table with just one home game to go against Tonnerre-Evel on April the 26th. And Division 4 leaders Dinas Powys rounded off the season with two away games in the space of 4 days, at Tylerstown on Wednesday and at Brackler next Saturday. But Dinas will need to wait the outcome of Ferndale's four remaining games if they are to clinch back-to-back promotions. And staying with rugby, we've got the Women's Six Nations on Saturday as Wales are preparing to take on France. And that's a 12:45 kickoff. That's in France, so it's away for Wales. Unfortunately, Wales are going there on the back of two defeats, and France are going to be a strong team. They're a strong team in the men's game, and they're a strong team in the women's game as well. So it is going to be a difficult game, but we're just hoping there's performance. And you never know. Sport has a really fantastic way of doing things that you don't expect there. But let's give the support there and hope that they can do the business there against France, or just even have a good performance there. And also on the same day, Ireland take on England, and Scotland on the Sunday, then Scotland take on Italy. So that's just the way that the Women's Six Nations are going at the moment. So up next on Bro, we're going to be talking about Barry Amateur Swimming Club.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
YMCA Barry Gymnastics Club run preschool gym classes for babies to 5 years old, creating opportunities for babies, toddlers and young children to enjoy both free play and structured activities. Sessions are run by qualified coaches who assist children to develop balance skills, coordination and confidence in a fun, nurturing and safe environment. Classes also provide you with the opportunity to meet other parents with children of a similar age. To find out more about our classes, call 01446 724 000 or visit ymcabarry.org.uk.
We're recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. Visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
Nominations for Bro Radio's Community Awards with Chris Davies Estate Agents are open now.
Categories include
Community Group of the Year, sponsored by Vale of Glamorgan Council.
Nominate an individual, business or group via broradio.fm.
Bro Radio's Community Awards with Chris Davies Estate Agents. We're a local family-run business that's been serving the Vale for 5 decades. Let our family move your family. Visit chris-davies.co.uk.
From Barry to Bulverton,
the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce to you, he's a friend of mine, yes, yes I am, and he goes by the name, Justin, whoa, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee, and he got something special for y'all tonight. He gon' sing a song for y'all about this girl.
Come here, right here.
Yeah. Come on.
On that sunny day, didn't know I'd meet such a beautiful girl walking down the street. Seen those bright brown eyes with tears coming down.
So he said to himself,
she deserves a crown. But where is it now? Mama, listen. This thing might leave the ground. How would you like to fly? That summer queen should ride. But you still deserve the crown. Why hasn't it been found? Mama, listen.
Oh!
listen, I wanna try something right now. See, they don't do this anymore. I'm gonna sing something, and I want the guys to sing with me. They go, it feels like something's heating up. Can I leave with you? Right. And then the ladies go, I don't know what I'm thinking about. Really leaving with you. Guys sing, it feels like something's heating up. Can I leave with you? And ladies, I don't know what I'm thinking about. Really leaving with you. Feels good, don't it? Come on.
It feels like something's heating up. Come on. Can I leave with
you? Yeah.
Ladies,
I don't know what I'm thinking about. Sure feel good to me. Sing it one more time.
It feels like something's heating up. Can I leave with you?
Ladies. Ladies, good morning. Uh-huh. And that's it.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So, Barry Amateur Swimming Club are looking to recover their missing scrapbooks that form a crucial part of the historical archive. The club marks its centenary next year. It was formed on the 7th of April 1926, and to coincide with the opening of the Cold Knapp Swimming Pool the following month. And the Barry Amateur Swimming Club held regular galas attracting South Wales and wider competitors. Following the pool's opening gala, four-time Olympic water polo champion Pablo Radmilovic from Cardiff offered coaching, and the first club gala held in September that year featured water polo, squadron races, open races, handicap events and diving. So the club began all-round activities when it moved to Barry Leisure Centre in 1982. It did have a temporary move to Colgan. And then it moved back to Barry. So what they're looking for, the Barry Amateur Swimming Club, they're looking for the club's history, which is documented in scrapbooks, but there's gaps to that, and they're looking for information on the scrapbooks from 1926 to 1930, 1935 to 1947, 1950 to 1968, and 1991 to 1994. And if you can help with that, then you can email Barry's Amateur Swimming Club, and that's barryasc@myyahoo.com. But you can also find all this on the Bro Radio website, broradio.fm news, and you can find the article, and there's some photos on there, and you might see people that you, there's names to go with some of the photos, and you might see sort of family members that you recognize on there, or there may be people that you know in some of them photos that you can spot and keep an eye and keep an eye out for, and they may not sort of have ideas about the scrapbooks, but they could have other photos, and they could have other bits of memorabilia or stories that can help sort of rebuild these gaps as we're heading to the centenary year for the Barry Amateur Swimming Club. So if you can help with that, have a look at the website. The email address is there for the Barry Amateur Swimming Club, so you can get in touch with them there. But just look at some of the photos. I mean, they've got a few photos there from 1947. There's one of them of the club members on the diving boards for the first full season, and this was after the war, and there doesn't look a lot of health and safety insight there, and one thing, I would take part in a lot of sports, but diving for me is not one that I take my hat off to anyone who can get onto a diving board and do what they do when they jump off there, but certainly have a look at the photos, and if you think that there's any way that you could possibly help out, you've got some information, you potentially might have the scrapbooks, or you've got photos from around the times that they're talking, then please get in touch there. So we're almost pushing into to the end here at Bro, but I've got some important information to give you before we go. Up next on Bro. This is your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And as we're closing in on the end of another week with me here, just want to let you all know that you're probably aware of this already, but the Bro Radio's Community Awards with Chris Davis Estate Agents are back. And why do I bring that up in a sports show? Because there is a Sports Club of the Year Community Award, and this recognises a sports club that is making a difference in our community. Whilst it recognises awards, trophies and milestones, this category also focuses on the wider impact of a sports club has on the community, whether that be through improving access, increasing provisions, well-being and mental health projects or physical activities, along with the new ways of working to increase revenue and participation. So you can find this along with all the other 11 categories on broradio.fm/awards. So if there's a sports club that you think you want to nominate for that, then please go and have a look on the broradio.fm/awards on the website. Similarly, you can get in touch with me here at sport@broradio.fm, and that's if you want me to tell people in the Vale about a sports team, sports club or sport that you find absolutely fantastic, that you want people of the Vale to talk about, and that you love playing and you want more people to take part in this sport. And it could be a sport that I'm not talking about, or it could be a sport that I'm already talking about, but you want your club or your team having a little shout out on the radio. So all you need to do for that is look up on the social medias, or you can find me, email me at sport@broradio.fm. So that's sport@broradio.fm. And could even invite you along to Bro Radio, and we could have a chat about the team, about the sport, and then you could be yourself actually tell the people of the Vale all about this fantastic sport that you're so passionate about. Up next on Bro, we've got Patrick with The Evening Show.
Like This is
Bro Radio.
Workplaces of South Wales. Well done to every shop, cafe, pub, warehouse, factory and office. Your dedication to recycling every can, yoghurt pot, tea bag and piece of cardboard is helping to build a cleaner, greener Wales. So let's keep showing the world how it's done. Workplaces of Wales. Let's keep sorting. Search Workplace Recycling Law Wales.
Is renewable energy the future for your home? Have you decided to switch to solar? Then talk to Roos Electrical. As well as plenty of free advice, our solar experts will help you choose the right panels, batteries and EV chargers for your home and discuss the cost savings and benefits of energy independence. Discover the latest solar products at Roos Electrical at Atlantic Business Park, Sully. Or see rhoose-electrical.co.uk.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.